Lawyers are concluding closing arguments for and against the removal of President Trump for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The impeachment trial will then move into deliberations, with senators giving floor speeches until they vote on the charges on Wednesday. Joining us with the latest is Ayesha Roscoe, NPR White House reporter. And Ayesha, on Friday, it wasn't immediately clear what was next for this trial. Given that, is it surprising how quickly lawyers are actually completing their closing arguments this morning?
It's not too surprising. At this point, all of the arguments have been made, and pretty much the lawyers for the president and the House impeachment managers are acknowledging that. The last big question, really, before we get to the vote on acquittal, was this or acquittal or conviction, was this question of whether you would have witnesses. And the Senate decided not to go with witnesses. So right now, people already know where things stand.
Yeah, as you said, Republicans blocked a call for witnesses last week. But what about hearing from former National Security Advisor John Bolton? He's coming out with a new book, which inside we hear that it says that President Trump pressured Ukraine into investigating Joe Biden in a scheme led by his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. House impeachment manager Val Demings alluded to this in closing arguments. Let's listen.
According to reports about Ambassador Bolton's account, soon to be available, if not to this body, then to bookstores near you. The president also unsuccessfully tried to get Bolton to call the new Ukrainian president to ensure he would meet with Giuliani.
Ayesha, will lawmakers ever hear from Bolton or Giuliani?
It's not clear right now. House Democrats have been kind of holding their cards close to their chest on this, and whether they plan to subpoena Bolton in particular about this. House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff would not say definitively whether he plans to subpoena Bolton or not. But even if that happens, the White House could still try to fight that subpoena. So the quickest answer to this may come if that book is released later this month or later this year.
In closing remarks, Trump's defense lawyer Ken Starr said Trump's actions did not rise to the level of removing him from office. Let's listen.
Does what is before this court, very energetically described by the able House managers, but fairly viewed, rise to the level of a high crime or a misdemeanor? One so grave and so serious to bring about the profound disruption of the Article II branch, the disruption of the government.
Last week, lawyer Alan Dershowitz denied that he argued that a president can't be impeached for actions that he thinks will help his reelection. What view of presidential power have the Trump's lawyers been putting forth?
Well, basically what they have been saying is they continue to say that the president did nothing wrong. Most of his lawyers are saying that essentially that he wasn't trying to pressure Ukraine or seeking investigations into the Bidens. That's clearly been contradicted by some of the evidence that the House has put forward. But they are saying that this was not the case. And what they're saying is that but what it seemed like Starr seemed to be alluding to was that even if some of this was true, that it doesn't rise to the level of impeachment. And that's what some Republicans have been saying in the Senate, that it may have been inappropriate, but it doesn't rise to the level of removal.
Yeah. With the 30 seconds I have with you, tomorrow, the president will give his State of the Union address. What do we expect for him to talk about?
Well, they're going to be talking about the president's accomplishments, what he feels like he has done so far and how he feels like he is making or improving America. You can expect to hear a lot about opportunity zones and things like criminal justice reform, these things that the president has been able to accomplish in these past few years.
Yeah, he'll also probably talk about this impeachment trial, I'm sure.
It will likely come up.
Yes, absolutely. Ayesha Roscoe is NPR White House reporter. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.